Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The argument being made here is that you need to expose your kids to this as young as possible, so they understand how money will work for the rest of their lives.
Okay, maturity.
You got it. The more they use this, the better they grasp, the better grasp they will have when they actually use it as adults.
Okay.
But you are putting a lot of trust having your kid's name on one of these.
Oh.
And I do not care how trustworthy, smart, mature your teenager is. You cannot tell me there won't be at least one issue that's going to cost you serious
little
cash.
Indiscretion.
Yeah, if grown-ass people can't handle it. You're hanging out the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, people are not good with credit.
No.
It's not breaking news,
yeah.
Right? We spend, we don't cover the balance, and some folks argue it's because we don't get the right education with credit cards before they are handed to us at 18 years old. And I bring this up. My daughter, I was living at the rink this weekend with my daughter.
Yeah.
And I saw a buddy of mine who I've not seen in a long time, and his youngest daughter just turned 13. And as part of her 13th birthday,
what'd she get?
They got her a credit card.
Oh, you got a, what?
So it turns out there are credit card companies who will allow your kids to become authorized users on your account when they turn 13. So they get their own card with their own name on it, and they can use it on their own.
But it's linked to you.
You got still. It. So it's your account, but it is a card they can use.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
They don't need mommy and daddy's permission. It is their freaking card. I was stunned. Which
yeah.
I think kind of pissed off my buddy. Like, I did that thing where I didn't know what my face looked like when he told me.
Yeah.
He and his wife believe that giving their 13-year-old a credit card will give her a better education on how credit works. That there won't be this massive excitement when she turns 18, which will cause her to go out and run up a bunch of debt with free money.
Yeah.
He also said that this builds her credit. Do we know if that's true? 252-WCMF, 252-9263?
Do little kids have credit scores?
Well, that's just it. It's on their account.
Yeah, so how would that apply to her? That can't be right.
Is just having and using a credit card in someone else's account with your name, does that build your credit? 252-WCMF? All right.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah.
A credit card for a 13-year-old kid, good idea?
I would, no. And and I would say, like, I'm going to, can I, what do you call it, caveat?
Okay, sure.
I'd be way more afraid of a 13-year-old girl having a credit card than a boy.
That's a dumb take.
Not now.
Yeah.
What?
That is a bad take.
Well, let me finish.
Think about the DoorDash your ass would have ordered.
No, but I'm thinking, like, they will make mature purchases of things that are expensive.
Oh.
Boys will buy farts in a can and tacos.
Also expensive.
Okay.
Which, by the way, if you get the tacos, you don't need the farts in a can.
I don't want her finding out about designer bags and shoes and something she saw on TikTok that's going to cost me a fort, like jewelry. Like, girls have taste at that age. Boys do not.
Have you not? I mean, sneakers, bro. Sneakers cost an effing fortune.
Bro, I'll take a sneaker purchase over what I know bags cost and jewelry.
I'm telling you,
and
man.
Makeup. You just told me makeup.
Yeah.
Like, just to buy makeup. You'd rather have that kid addicted to crack. It would be cheaper.
You are underestimating what sneakers and clothes cost for boys. Bro, an NFL jersey costs a minimum $140.
Bags go for thousands, man.
No, the price of a 13-year-old girl is walking into like a designer purse.
Don't have
store.
To. She can go online and buy it.
Oh my God. You're have so you heard Pittsford. Of this thing called You're Amazon? You're so Pittsford. It hurts right now.
I know what girls do. I know you're not into bags.
How do you know what girls do?
I know. No, you don't.
I bumped into a few.
When's the last time you were around a 13-year-old girl?
Not around 13, but I know 13-year-old girls
like,
turn
you even
into
say,
adult
like,
women.
Yeah, but your daughters aren't interested in like your wife's designer stuff. Like, they have no interest. You remember how you said your wife was like buying these designer things and your girl's like, okay, mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife is a queen of thrift designer. Yes.
But they probably had their own ideas of what they would, if they had unlimited access to money.
Well, every
and
kid
what they would purchase.
Unlimited access to money, I think, would be, to your point, more makeup. But they don't like, they have no interest in like designer bags or designer shoes. Or I'll be honest with you, I'd be more worried about them buying sneakers. Like, that's how good doing that kind of thing.
I think you're both way off.
Please, man, please tell man who has 13 and 15-year-old what teenagers are into.
You're wrong.
Girls wear sneakers now. Like, that is like the high-end shoe of young adults.
Well, women used to dress nice.
Kimmy,
like ladies,
13-year-old with a credit card, good idea.
I'm trying to remember what age my dad got me a credit card, and I think it was like maybe around 15, 16.
Really,
like your own card?
But it was only because, do you remember like when you'd go off with your friends to the mall and you couldn't use like a parent's credit card or anything?
Oh yeah, like my dad. My dad's credit card, one, he would not give it to me. Two, we get declined anytime we
But I remember like stores being really strict about kids using like something without their name on it. So I remember like my parents doing that for me just so I could buy like little things here and there. But it was under pretty strict use rules.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think it did kind of help me ease into having one. Instead of just getting one at 18 and be like, I can buy whatever I want. This is awesome.
Okay, so to that point, look, in this dad's defense, I mean, Tommy, we fell into the trap of the 18-year-old credit card, right? Like, you get it, you spend to the limit
drowning,
right away.
Yeah,
free money.
So maybe we're not the people to sit here and criticize this idea. But there is not a kid in America, no matter how buttoned up they are, that I would trust with unlimited access
to
my
money.
It's too
easy. It's just way too easy to piss away money now.
I mean, like, think about this. The parents that have something as simple as a lunch credit account for your kids at their school. How many times have you had to scream at them about getting 5 cookies and 7 ice creams on a random Tuesday? And you want to give them actual cash that can be used anywhere?
Yeah, they're little animals, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have a ton of Instagram messages coming in. It turns out, according to Clark and Zach, and we're going to trust Clark and Zach.
Is that a law firm?
Clark and Zach. Clark is shirtless, so I hope not. They say that having a credit card on your parents' account at 13 would actually help your credit
in
the long run.
Yeah, I did look it up. It does help you build credit.
The kids?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's like a kiddie credit score?
I guess. So Zach says here on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, he says, it's true. My fiance has never had her own, was on her parents from her teenage years. Her credit score is in the 800s. Oh. I didn't even know that was a thing.
God damn.
800's good?
Yeah, because
super good.
Okay.
I feel like I knew people whose parents like opened up a credit card in their name because they weren't in a good financial spot and like ruined their credit, and the kids didn't realize it until they became an adult.
What dicks?
Bro, happened.
It happens more than you think.
It happened with one of my old roommates. His parents opened up an RG&E account in his name and crashed his credit.
Man,
and
this
he
is
didn't
worse.
Know.
This is worse than my sister, man. My sister used to take the birthday money to pay the bills.
Yeah, no, you just devastated their future.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. It's Monday. I'm doing okay. So, yes, I did this with my kids, but when I put them on as an authorized user, I didn't actually give them the card until they were in a position where they knew they had to pay whatever they spent.
Okay.
So whether it came out of their allowance or when they got their jobs, you know, they started working at 15 and, you know, part-time, the bill, the money that they spent, they were responsible for paying, you know, me to pay the bill. But, you know, it does build their credit, and it does a great job of it. They walked out of the house, you know, when they went up on their own with credit scores in the high 700s.
No big deal.
They put them in a position where they could get their own credit cards and, you know, get their own apartments and things of that nature. It's a great way to do it. But again, you have to make them responsible for paying it, if whether it's by, you know, their allowance or their income from a job.
But here's my fear, Ramer. What's that? You know, Tom, we've talked about this before. Right. Like, you know, parents take after, kids take after their parents.
Yeah, right.
I'd be afraid, Ramer, you know, you give your kid a credit card, all of a sudden you got $4,000 doors showing up at your front step, right? Like, what are you going to do with those?
I mean, if you need that kind of door, then you got to trust a kid to know which one to buy. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's how it is.
Ramer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. If it's good enough for Ramer, it should be good enough for you.
Financial responsibility.
All right, so let's break this down. Again, this guy that a buddy of mine I haven't seen in a while, see him at the rink over the weekend. His daughter turned 13, and as part of her 13th birthday, he got her a credit card. There are credit cards that you can get for your kids at 13 years old. It's attached to your account, but it is their card with their name, and he said it helps build credit and teach financial responsibility. And again, I accidentally made a face like, what are you, stupid? And he kind of got mad at me about it. Would having access to more money at a younger age teach you financial responsibility? Because that's the argument here. The argument here is, you know, it's not going to be that like, whoa, look at all that I can have here when I turn 18.
Yeah, so you're saying like, so they can spend, but no, I would say no.
You say no.
Yeah.
Kimmy, would you agree with Tommy? There's no, this doesn't make you more responsible with money.
Oh, no, I think it does.
Okay.
Because you're kind of being guided by your parents. You know, like you kind of have, I guess, a reasonable idea of what how much you spend on that credit card a month.
They made you.
Yeah.
So whatever problems you got,
you're right.
I also got a little touch
of. It depends on how your parents see it, I guess, too.
So if your daddy's got an addictive personality, you probably got a little touch of that in your ass, right?
I want to try that again.
In your ass.
No.
Like your whole body of ass, like your body of ass, not your ass, your entire body, you an ass. Your father was an ass, you're an ass. With a credit card, I would think it goes
Stop
back to the parent.
Stop saying ass!
Okay, I know.
It goes back to the parent.
Okay.
Do you think, though...
Parental ass.
Do you think, though, with the amount of things that your kid has access to with you currently, that this isn't really as big of a deal as it used to be? I mean, like, how many kids have access to their parents' Amazon accounts?
Sure.
Or,
I would be fearful.
Or their... linked... Their parents' credit card is, like, linked to their things on their phone already. Like... I guess I wonder how big of a difference getting your kid their own credit card would be at this point for some parents based on the fact that they're already using their own credit.
I guess the difference would be, and I get where you're coming from. I mean, I wouldn't put my kid on my Amazon account ever. That's a nightmare. But let's say your kid does start ordering stuff on your Amazon account. You can cancel those orders immediately. Same with the other stuff. With a credit card, I can't call up the credit card company and be like, cancel this order because your kid's going to get arrested. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
That's the hit. That's the
but
one.
But you give your kids access to your credit card, don't you?
Well, okay, so that's just it. And it was the reason I have this take is it was a mistake.
Okay.
And it was a mistake we had to learn the hard way. That being said, Mike has been waiting patiently on hold. 252 WCMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Great, Mike. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I'm fired up for you that you spent the weekend at the rink. That where else would you rather be? Even though it was nice, you're at the rink.
Yeah, no, it was great going from 23-degree weather to 80-degree weather yesterday. My nose, Mike, you know this, it just immediately empties as soon as you walk out of the rink.
Absolutely. So, you know, I love that you pose the question again. Does it help with financial?
Oh, we lost Mike.
Yeah, can't get a hold of his cell phone.
We're losing you, Mike.
He's using Mint Mobile because his kid's spending all this money on it. Mike, are you there?
No. Yeah.
Okay,
you
go ahead.
There, no?
Yeah, go ahead. All right. So you said you love the reason we posed the question, and then you started talking. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you're basically saying does it add to financial responsibility? 19 and 22 year old kids probably gave the credit card link to my account at 16. The primary reason was to make sure they had something there in case of emergencies. Now, they had their own money, but wanted to make sure they had access to things if something went bad. I don't necessarily think it helped with financial responsibility, but, you know, we have monitoring on that thing. So at any given time, we could shut that off.
Ooh.
So if they're spending recklessly, all I have to do is go into my app and click on the toggle the button, and they're all done.
Clipped.
So they know, you know, it's a little micromanaging, but they know if my 22-year-old specifically, he's a boy, he's going to spend his on food. Like, he'll DoorDash his face off and eat Chipotle every day of the week.
By the way, one of my favorite Dead songs, DoorDash Your Face.
Yeah. He'll DoorDash his face off. My daughter, she might fire up a little Alta. So if she's going to Ulta and you know, it's not something that we're discussing, then we're going to have a problem. So, you know, they know if they're going to want to use that a little bit recklessly and they don't ask us, there's going
to
be an issue.
All right, Mike, and I get where you're coming from, and I get you got the guardrails, and that's nice. I guess my question is, when they eventually get to a point where you're like, hey, you know what, I'm not an ATM, are they going to go off on their own and be more responsible than they would have been with that credit card?
Well, I think yes. So my example is my older guy. Now, again, he's not a teenager anymore.
Yeah, but he's full of tacos.
He is full of tacos. He's Chipotle. So, but he's, you know, he's living off campus this year, and we're backing off the reins on what we're giving him in terms of him doing his own thing and spending his own money. He worked really hard this summer, and of course we're playing for room and board, but if he wants to spend and go Chipotle his face off, it's all on him. So as he's monitoring his bank account, or, you know, he doesn't use the credit card for that stuff anymore because we shut it off. So it's kind of like, again, it's 16 emergency purposes. You got the green light, but you better ask us if you're going to go sideways on things that are unnecessary.
Like
but
girlfriends? I'd be afraid as soon as she gets a girlfriend.
Yeah. Birthday presents for girlfriends? Like, that's not, we're not paying for that.
Yeah,
like,
so you think, Mike, he bought it all at Chipotle. Gift cards to Chipotle. Mikey, thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah. Have a good rest of the day, man. Take care.
You got it.
There goes credit card Mike. Okay, so right. Kimmy.
Chipotle your face off.
I would wear that t-shirt with a dead logo over it. So you had brought up, you know, we had tried this. It happened to an extent with my wife. So a few years ago, my oldest had her eighth grade trip to Washington, D.C.
Well, that's a big one.
She was exactly 13 years old.
That's a big grown-up trip.
My wife was having a very hard time with it.
Yeah.
So my wife was worried that my daughter would wander off and not have money in an emergency in a school trip.
Hmm.
She thought my 13-year-old would get lost in D.C. on a school trip.
Right.
So not only did she secretly attach an AirTag to my daughter.
Okay. Oh.
She like she tracked her.
Yeah.
Like a KGB spy.
Gotcha.
Without my daughter's knowledge. She also attached her credit card to my daughter's Apple Pay for the weekend. And we sat down with her the night before she left.
Mm-hmm.
And we explained to her, this is for emergencies, right? This is a responsibility
that
you have to have. And here's how this works and da-da-da. My daughter's like, yes, absolutely. No, you can trust me. And they got off the bus at D.C. at like 6 p.m. And at 7 o'clock, she bought a $70 Hard Rock Cafe sweatshirt.
Well, yeah, it's cold out.
Immediately. It was June. Like, no exaggeration.
Yeah.
My daughter, in my money, spent $300 in 3 days, $200 in 3 days, in just souvenirs. I have one right now. It sits on my desk.
That's all she got you.
I paid for this. It's a little glass carving of the Capitol Building and the Washington.
Oh, look at that.
Sweatshirt for me, a $10 trinket for Dad.
Yep. In fact, I still have the box that it came in. She, on my credit card, spent $7.99 on this tiny little box that it came in here. Yeah, $70 sweatshirt, $8 glass thing.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, the point I'm making is, like, your kid can say all the right things.
Yeah.
And by the way, that card, my wife's card, still attached to my daughter's phone. Mm-hmm. And when she got home, in so many words, it was like, I will break your phone if you do this again. I will smash it with a hammer. We got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at Duffy on WCMF. Sarah writes, Duffy, we did this, and you have to do this now because there are places that don't take cash.
That's true.
If kids want to go out with their friends, there are places that need a credit card just to do things. There are those credit cards, though, you can buy.
Like a debit card with a limit?
Yeah. Or, like, put cash on them.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can recharge them?
Yeah.
Would that change, though, once your kid starts working? Like, let's say your daughter's getting to that age where she's probably going to eventually have a part-time job. Would it be a little bit easier to get her some sort of credit card if you think, well, you can only, you're going to have to pay off whatever you spend every month? So you know, it gives them a little bit better of an idea of how long it takes to pay that thing off.
I'm seeing a lot of my dad and my oldest daughter because, like, there are times where, like, again, she's
the hair products.
Yeah, she can't spike like that. Bro, she would hit her head on the bus every day. You know, like Sarah said, there's only, you know, some places don't take cash.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, she'll be like, oh, I have cash, but they can you pay for this and I'll pay you back? And I'll be like, yeah. So then, like, you know, we'll get home and I'll be like, hey, I need that cash. And she'll be like, yep. And she'll walk in her room and close the door.
Oh, weird. I forgot.
No, but, like, she's literally, like, it's like the equivalent of my dad not answering the phone for bill collectors.
Right.
She'll just close her door, crank music up. Hello? Hello? All right, we'll finish with this.
What is that?
John writes us on Instagram, and this is what I'm afraid of, like, my biggest fear. We gave my son a credit card when he was 16. He spent $2,000 on online games before he realized what he was doing. It took him about a year for him to pay us back with the money he was making from his part-time job.
$2,000 just on stupid games.
Maybe you only make that mistake once.
Well, yeah, no, but
because I remember
it's already gone.
Yeah, you can't get it back.
I remember my brother one time, it was before unlimited texting.
Oh, no.
And my parents got a bill for like $300 or something like that. Because we went so far over in the data. So, yeah, that was a one time, like, you're not texting anymore. Like, he only made that mistake. It cost $300, but he only made that mistake once.
It's weird, though, because I just heard in the break room like 15 minutes ago that you don't have to worry about boys with credit cards.
Okay, I was wrong about girls spending money. They don't want bags and shoes.
No, they want Hard Rock Cafe sweatshirts and tiny little glass Washington monument.
I was wrong.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So this isn't one of those, like, you had one job situations.
Yeah.
There's lots of jobs you have when you're doing this job.
Sure.
But this is the only type of plane you'd really have to be worried about.
Yeah.
So for you to be around this thing and be so oblivious that you have the air traffic controller screaming at you, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's been a rough couple of months for Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Airline industry in general, but Spirit's been in the headlines for a couple of things. You don't want to be there. And it continues over the weekend.
What happened?
Story on ABC News says, last Tuesday, Spirit Airlines Flight 1300, it was headed to Boston from Lauderdale, got a little too close for comfort to Air Force One.
By the way, I always thought that thing was like in restricted airspace.
It is, actually, which is why we are in the situation that we're in right now. So according to the story, we have audio. We don't have the actual audio. The audio exists of the communication between the tower and the pilot. And it starts with the tower saying, pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. No response.
He said, pay attention.
Pay attention. The air traffic control then says, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now. No response. The air traffic control then tells the pilot, Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees immediately, to which case it worked. Then you hear the air traffic controller get back on again and scold the pilot even more, saying, I got to talk to you twice every time. Pay attention. Get off the iPad.
Wait, was that Captain two times? Get the paper.
What do they mean by every time?
Maybe he knows this person.
You're right.
Yeah.
Is this Chuck again? Chuck?
Okay, does the air traffic controller identify themselves to the pilot? Like, do the pilots and air traffic controllers know who's who? Do you have a name in front of you?
I would assume.
Why?
I don't know.
I always thought it was
just, be safe.
I always thought it was just the name of the plane. Like, you know, Air Spirit 1300.
Oh.
Does it say, like, you know, Steve Jackson?
Maybe probably just the pilot's name, because you gotta log in everything, don't you?
I don't. What are you basing that on?
Well, like, you get on a plane.
I don't know why. I just assume they have all the information.
They know every but assets in that plane.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong there.
But
I'm
the plane crashes, they know every passenger.
I understood.
Soul.
I'm curious if you're like in the air traffic control tower, does it say like Spirit Airlines piloted by Steve Jackson, co-piloted by Mike Francis?
I hope so. More information, the better.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Like, and I'm yelling at you, Rob.
So here's the other thing I can't figure out. The freak out happened, like we said, when this Spirit Airlines flight got too close to Air Force One, which is in restricted airspace. It was 8 miles away. Is that close in plane talk?
It must be. Well, especially Air Force One.
Okay, no. Listen to me. I know there are pilots that listen to this show, 252 WCF. Yeah.
I hope no pilot is listening to this crap.
There's one guy in particular. He calls all the time. He called about the lasers last week.
And there's another guy on Instagram who's like a legitimate commercial pilot who comments on our stuff all the time.
Okay.
In the air, on the iPad. Listen to you guys at 30,000 feet.
So you're saying, do I think 8 miles is too close to be next to another plane?
Okay, it is obviously
What do they consider that?
Yes. Like, if that was another plane 8 miles from that plane, would that be like a big deal?
How far can you see? Like, if you look at if you're on a clear day in a plane, how far can you, 10 miles?
Kimmy, can we get a Google on that?
Because like,
why would you even guess that?
Well, the reason I say that is. You see, like, other planes passing in the distance.
But they're usually so far away, but I don't know how far that is.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they're just like little specks.
So why would you guess? Is it 10 miles? Miles away?
Well, 10 would be better than 8.
No, but you go 10 miles in like 45 seconds, not even.
Now you're just guessing how fast planes go per second.
You go 600 miles an hour, right?
Well, go ahead, math. Captain Math.
600 miles
an hour. Pay attention, Captain Math.
Okay. 100 mile would be
you 10 don't
minutes.
I'd be afraid Trump's waiting for me when I land. Thinks he's a big shot. Big yellow plane. Thinks he owns the airspace. Big shot. Playing with World War III.
I can never tell if you're doing Trump or RFK. They're now starting to blend.
Well, they're both, heads of state.
No, one's a head of state. One guy runs the CDC.
Oh, you mean Lil K. I was thinking Big K. You know Lil K.
But Lil K also banned this weekend by RFK Jr.
You asked how far you can see.
Yes.
So from a cruising altitude of around 35,000 to 40,000 feet.
That's where the big boys play.
You can see the horizon approximately 230 to 245 miles. That's about the max you can see.
Wait, you can see that far?
So 8 miles is pretty close. Like, there are...
I guess so, man. God
damn. In theory, the people on the Spirit flight could have looked out their window and seen Air Force One. Yes. And it's always...
Sing hail to the chief.
It's always covered by, like, fighter jets, right?
Right.
So that would have been alarming if you're on that plane.
Yeah, you would think, like, 9/11's going down or some crap.
252 WCMF, a Spirit Airlines flight got too close to Air Force One on Tuesday, according to a story on ABC News. It was within eight miles of Air Force One, and it sounds like the tower was yelling at the pilot multiple times to switch course, which they were not doing. Do you get fired for this if you're the pilot?
I hope so. You almost hit another plane in the sky.
Hold on. No, you're doing it. You're doing it again.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
Doing it. I'm going to do it.
No, you didn't. You were 8 miles away. You didn't almost hit him.
According to you.
No, it's not.
8 miles is less than 4 seconds.
No, I'm asking.
You did the math.
I did not. You said I can't do the math.
What's your question?
No.
All right, what's your question? I'm listening.
There was no, like, threat of colliding with Air Force One. Like, they're giving the president's plane a wide berth. Like, I understand it. Fine.
But you could have, but there's, like, fighter jets up there. I don't know how much other planes fly with that plane.
I don't know how much other planes fly with that plane. Like, and you want to criticize me.
Right, so
I don't know how much other planes fly with the plane.
So I know there's two Air Force Ones that fly every time.
Oh, there's Air Force One and Air Force Two.
No. They're both Air Force One.
Are they both Air Force One?
And it's only Air Force One when the president's ass is in it.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
After that, it's just plane.
So you just answered your own damn question.
No, but I'm saying
there's only one Air Force One because it's only Air Force One with the president's ass in it.
How much escort planes is around it?
How much escort planes is around it?
Over?
How do you keep saying dumber things?
Over.
252 WCF. Thank God.
What? We got nobody.
A man who says he can answer. Well, look, he says he can answer our air traffic question.
Who is it?
And he's got a name that kind of proves it.
Yeah. All right.
Earl's on CMS.
Earl?
Earl, help us out, buddy. What do you got?
All right. So I used to be air traffic controller in the Navy.
Okay. So how far is 8 miles?
Bro, that's got to go back a few years, my man.
Why? I'm only 37.
You're 37 with that voice?
Yeah, but no, he got hit in the throat with a plane. All right, Earl, if two...
He's got old man name and voice, and he's 37.
All right, Earl, if two planes are flying 8 miles apart from each other and they're just standard planes, is that a dangerous situation?
8 miles is not. It's supposed to be 5 miles, okay, or at least 1,000 feet in separation in height.
Okay.
By altitude.
Okay, so like if it was 8 miles, any other planes, there would be no issue at all.
Correct, but Air Force One has a large buffer zone. You can't go anywhere near it. And there's only one Air Force One when the president's on it.
Ah,
Air Force
stupid.
Two if it's Air Force Three if it's the family.
Ah! I didn't say that, but that sounds good too. All right, so Earl, do you know what's the buffer that Air Force One gets? Do you know?
I do know, but we don't say.
Okay. Oh, we almost got him.
Classified.
It's a lot like Doing Where They Wine It, where we almost talked to Earl into saying classified information. I was going to say, but Dano went to jail. I mean, Earl, like, I got to think that being an air traffic controller already intense, I got to think for the Navy fighter jets.
A lot on the line there.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot. If you crash, you go to Lemonwood for life.
You can say that again? Oh, live with it for life. Yes. Okay, I got you.
Hey, but doesn't that go for the other guys too?
Well, no, more the Navy. Earl, can you transition from air traffic controller job in the Navy to like a regular air traffic controller job, or is it so stressful you just want out?
No, you can transfer over. You just have to go where the FAA wants you to go.
You have to keep calling the guys Maverick?
No, Top Gun's too old to be using as a reference.
Yeah, old man.
They just remade it.
Yeah, for old men.
Just as bad.
Earl, thanks for all the information, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
All right, there goes Earl. We were that close to getting our first
top secret information. Or
like,
so
they can't
think.
Say. That's so weird.
All right, well, it's more than 8 miles.
Shh.
Well, no, the story on ABC News said that.
Keep it quiet, man.
Okay, what are you good? What?
The feds will be over.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to ask him about the fighter jets, too.
What do you want to know?
How many fighter jets go with the president when they fly
around?
Oh,
yeah.
That's probably classified, too.
Yeah, I bet
too.
You can't say.
Well, you could look up.
There's probably two.
Wait,
One on each side.
No, what about the front and the back?
They got front and back covered with the jet. They just turn around and shoot them guys.
No, did you know that they actually fly one jet backwards off the back? You almost believed
the
it, you
toe
stupid
behind.
Idiot.
So they're flying in reverse?
You stupid idiot.
The whole time, hey, I got it.
He's trying to play it off like a joke, but if you watch the live stream, his face for a second was like, wow, really? That's going to be a really good pilot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.